gecko doing?
She's doing pretty good. She ate 10 mealworms for breakfast today, so she's pretty full. So, how's your crested gecko doing?
She's doing wonderful, thank you for asking. I just took her out, and she was acting so loving toward me. It was almost very weird.
Cool. So, Troy, can we sort of cut this podcast short? Because I'm feeling very hungry, and I gotta split.
Maybe.
But I am starving.
Kellen, today's going to be really exciting.
Fine. I'll try to hold my hunger. But when was the last time that happened?
Anyway, we should probably get into this.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm still hungry, though.
Okay. So, today we have a special guest who will be joining us today to talk about our episode. In the eyes of a journalist, what is a podcast?
Good title.
Thank you, I know. So, we will be talking about what a podcast is. Can you guess what a podcast is?
It is a digital story that is told by a person or people. Boom.
Good guess, but it's actually a digital conversation that comes in all shapes and sizes, so podcasters can talk about something they like or are excited about. Some are long while others are short, but most are funny. Some podcasters talk about the news or feature stories, and others tell stories.
Cool. So, who's the guest?
Our guest today will be a podcaster who talks about and interviews surfing. So please welcome to our podcast, Dave Prodan.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Prodan, and I'm excited to be on the Junior Jabber podcast.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to ask some questions and make some comments if you want. And then if you want, we can make room for you to ask some questions yourself. Is that okay?
That sounds great.
Okay, my first question is, what does podcasting mean to you?
It's a great question. So my understanding is that podcasts are any kind of digital discussion, conversation, story that you can stream and or download off the internet. And people talk about all different subjects. They talk about the news, they talk about science, they talk about comedy, they talk about animals, they talk about travel, whatever interests them. And sometimes you'll have people on a podcast just by themselves. Sometimes you'll have people in a group or in pairs. And sometimes people will use audio from way back, from decades ago, to help tell their story. So there's all different kind of ways that you can make a podcast. It's just whatever you're interested in and whatever you think your audience would like to listen to.
Wow, that was deep. Okay. How did you get into the podcasting business?
That's a good question. I work at the World Surf League, used to be called the Association of Surfing Professionals. And about 10 years ago, we were bought and we moved our offices from the Gold Coast of Australia to Santa Monica in California. And so I started commuting from home here in Oxnard Ventura down to Santa Monica. So I'd have a lot of time on the road. And after a while, I got bored listening to music. So I started listening to podcasts. And I thought, wow, this is really great. I'd listen to podcasts about movies and sports and politics and the news and science and health. And I thought, man, this is a really great medium. We should do one for surfing. So I would talk to people about doing it. And then eventually, one of my bosses at work wanted to start a podcast network, wanted to have 4 or 5 podcasts, and told me that we've got this famous person for this podcast and that famous person for that podcast. And he's running down the list and he goes, how would you like to be the last podcast? And I said, sure. He goes, there's no money in it. It's all volunteer. And I said, well, that's okay. And then in between that conversation and us actually starting the podcast, all those other ideas went away. So I ended up becoming the only podcast at the World Surf League. And, It's been great. I've gotten to work with a bunch of producers and good people at the company. I've gotten to talk to a lot of interesting people. And yeah, we have a really great audience. And so as far as volunteer projects, it's been really rewarding.
I don't have much of an audience so far, but I'm working on it.
I think, given what I've listened to already, I think you're going to have a huge following very, very quickly.
Thank you. And Kellen had this question that he wanted me to ask you, and he's not here right now, but...
Where is he?
Asleep.
Asleep. Oh, are you sure he's not eating something?
Probably. I don't know.
He could be eating something in his sleep.
Okay, so here's his question. He wants to know what your most embarrassing experience was on a podcast.
Oh, well, we've done about 200 episodes at this point. We've been doing it for a few years, so I'm sure there's been some pretty embarrassing moments. I think a lot of times if you don't do your homework on a guest, you may say something silly, like you might get their hometown wrong, or you might get them confused with someone else. And so I always try to do my homework, so nothing like that has ever happened to me so far, knock on wood. But one time I was having a conversation with someone that I was really impressed with and really interested in, and our dog Cooper had a big morning, and she started snoring so loud that the guest who was on the computer could hear her, and the guest got distracted, and so halfway through the episode we had to stop and then reset. So I guess that's a cop-out answer. It's not something I did, it's something our silly dog, raccoon, wolverine, badger, alien did. But yeah, that's probably it.
Okay. Interesting. Now, here's a good question. What made you choose to volunteer for the podcast?
This is a good question. What made me choose to volunteer for the podcast? Well, I was interested in it as an experiment. I like to talk about surfing, and I guess, you know, when we started, we went, well, look, we're already having all these conversations with interesting people. We're having them over coffee, or we're having them in the water, or we're having them in parking lots. Like, these are pretty easy. Like, we have these conversations multiple times every day, and we think people would enjoy listening to them. So why don't we just record them? And that's an oversimplification of how it ended up going. We thought it'd be really easy. You just put some headphones on and turn the recorder on and bing, bang, boom. But it actually takes quite a lot of work. It takes a lot of research. You want to have an outline. You want to be organized. Otherwise, the conversation that you thought was going to be really good ends up being a disaster. So,
wow. For this, why did you choose to work at the WSL? Like, who got you into surfing and who taught you surfing?
That's a good question. Well, I grew up in Southern California, and no one in my family surfed. We all played what they called, you know, stick and ball sports, you know, baseball and basketball, soccer, football, stuff like that. And I had a group of friends that I hung out with, and one of their dads surfed, and eventually we all got into surfing, and I just really liked it. I liked being out in the ocean. I liked that there were no rules, and I started, you know, buying the magazines with whatever money I could save up with, and buying the movies, and started taking the OC Transit Authority from Mission Viejo to San Clemente Pier as much as I could just to surf, and I got really into it. And so it's a passion that I'm very fortunate I've been able to turn into a career. And yeah, after college, I went back to working at the surf shop at Rip Curl Surf Center in San Clemente. And I started freelance writing for Surfing Magazine under Evan Slater. And then I got an unpaid telecommute internship with what was called the ASP at the time, the Association of Surfing Professionals. It's now called the World Surf League, the WSL. And I thought it was a really good resume builder. And because I'd been a fan of the sport for a long time, I was pretty good at the internship, and they offered me a job. And yeah, that's how I got into it. And that was almost 20 years ago at this point.
Wow. Okay, so I have one more question for you, and then you can choose to ask questions. Sound good?
Oh, I've got some questions.
Okay. What did you study in college to podcast? Or did you not study?
I don't know if podcasts were actually a thing when I was in college. I was in college from 2001 to 2005, so maybe that's something we can look up, like when was the first podcast? I'd be surprised if they were around back then, but I always wanted to be a journalist, and I always wanted to tell stories, and I just thought being a writer and being a journalist was a cool job because you got to learn about different things every day because that was your job. And I thought that would be really interesting. And, you know, the college I went to, UCSB, didn't have a journalism program. They had a communications program. So I started out in that. And I did a few classes in that and didn't like it. And then I bounced around to a bunch of different majors and eventually landed on English major with a literature and culture of information specialty, and I got a professional writing minor. So I think that really helped. That helped organize how to tell a story, what kind of details are important to the readers or the audience, and then how to kind of communicate effectively, and also how to, you know, always be curious and you know, different people in their lives. So yeah, in a way, you know, while podcasts didn't exist while I went to school, I think my interests and my education helped me do it, you know, 20 years later.
I haven't even thought about that. Actually, I have, but I don't even go to college. I'm still in fourth grade. But I've actually thought about going to medical school.
Wow. What do you want to do if you go to medical school?
Maybe become a geneticist or a doctor. I don't know yet.
Well, if you're in fourth grade, you got a little bit of time to think about it, but you're a pretty smart cookie, so I think you could choose to do whatever you want to do, and whatever you end up choosing, I'm sure you're going to be great at. And if that's being a geneticist or a doctor or going to medical school or doing something entirely different, we're all going to be lucky to see what you end up doing.
Thank you. Okay, so now's the time where you can ask questions, so yeah.
Okay. What is the name of your podcast?
Well, the name of my podcast is Junior Jabbers. I have a co-host, and he is my brother, and he is not here today because, as I said, he is hungry or sleeping.
You know, some of the best podcasts out there have co-hosts, but the co-hosts are very rarely the exact same type of person. Often, they're very different kind of people, and they complement one another. So, if you had to compare and contrast yours and your brother's podcasting styles, what are the similarities between you two, and what are the differences?
I think we both just want to have fun, and the difference between me and my brother is I want to get to the topic and be more serious while he just wants to goof around and yes. But I think he's his funniness and his sparks, or as I would say, are really what makes this podcast good, I guess.
I'd have to agree. You guys are like peanut butter and jelly. Pretty good by themselves, but super duper good together.
Yeah.
Who is your teacher in fourth grade, and what school do you go to?
I go to La Mariposa in Camarillo. And my fourth grade teacher, his name is Mr. Ford, and he's a really good teacher.
That's great to hear. Right now, we're recording this in the middle of March. We've got a few more months of school. What do you think is going to happen over the next couple of months at school? And what kind of other topics are you interested in talking about on the Junior Jabber podcast?
I think that I'm at school. I'm going to get smarter and smarter over these months. And some other topics that I'm probably going to talk about is some problems in the world.
Okay.
And what is a high five?
What is a high five? Okay, I like that. All right, and this is my last question for now. If you can pick one person to have on as a guest on the Junior Jabber podcast, anybody in the world, and you know what? I'll go one better. Anybody who's ever lived, alive, dead, whatever, who would you like to have as a guest on your podcast?
There's actually this scientist who studied radiation, and yeah, she is dead, but I would love to think about her, talk about her theories and what she's learned, even though she died of her own experiments. And I would like to know what her life was like and, how she lived and if she was comfortable with this. I would love to read her papers, but they were exposed to radiation, so her name is Marie Curie. Her papers were exposed to radiation, so I cannot read them or else I will die like her. But she did do some wonderful discoveries, and I'd like to honor that.
Well, that's a great answer, and those are all the questions I have for now.
Okay. Well, that's all for today, Dave. Thank you so much for being on this podcast. We'll see you next time on Junior Jabbers.
Thanks for having me.
Today's episode was brought to you by Clutch, a plant-based solution for men with fine, thin hair. This Father's Day, gift your dad a subscription for the revolutionary serum that boosts hair density in just 2 months. Go to getclutch.com for more information. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like and subscribe. See you next time. For me, Kellen Proden.
And me, Troy Proden.
Bye.